very true.
Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, Harry.
Not me. Thank you very much.
Anyway.
We're talking about the Harry McCleary TV show this morning.
5 out of 5.
What are we chatting about?
We're talking about the Queer as Folk reboot. Streamed. It's a Peacock original apt. And it's streaming on TVNZ on demand.
Nice.
And if you don't know about Queer as Folk, it was a turn of the millennium. Is the millennium the right word?
Yeah.
Turn of the century, 2000s, early 2000s, show about some gay guys in the UK, made by Russell T Davies, who has made some of the best TV. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Some of the best queer TV in the history of queer TV, including Cucumber, It's a Sin, Doctor Who, Torchwood.
I think Doctor Who can sit in the queer canon.
No, it definitely does. Yeah. Captain Jack. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bicon. That's true. And this is basically a reboot by Peacock of the early 2000s show.
Is Russell T Davies involved in the reboot?
I think it's just based on his ideas.
Yeah.
But it's a huge departure from the show. It's not got anything to do with the original. It takes place in... What is that place? Oh my God.
America?
Mardi Gras? In America.
San Francisco.
No.
New Orleans?
Yes, New Orleans.
Thank you.
Sorry, okay, yeah. Because it wasn't a typical queer location that I think of when I think of America, so it was kind of...
I went for San Fran, but yeah, New Orleans.
Yeah. And basically, it's an ensemble cast of characters who are all on the LGBTQI+ spectrum. And there's some straights as well, but mainly LGBTQI plus spectrum.
Plus some straights.
And they basically, it's their intersecting lives and their friendships and their relationships. And it's got that huge melodrama of a ensemble cast that are, you know, all kind of vain and vapid and have their own motivations and there's falling outs and all that stuff. But trigger warning to anyone that thinks this is going to be like a really fun review, because there are some really sad stuff that happens in it.
Yeah.
As is the course with these kind of shows. The first episode actually ends with a shooting in a gay club.
Oh, shit.
As like a kind of...
nod to the pulse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was 6 years ago.
Far out.
Like 2 days ago. So very like timely. And basically the rest of the series follows like the trauma from that, but also... the intersecting lives and stuff.
Okay, right.
Throughout that. So it's a very like heavy hitting show.
That kind of follows, I guess, in the theme of the original Queer as Folk, because that was very concerned with the AIDS crisis, obviously. And it was quite significant because there hadn't really been a lot of anything about that on TV, particularly in a sort of soap opera style, like show that you'd then go talk about with your mates at the pub kind of thing that hadn't really been on television before.
Yeah, it's that kind of beautiful meld of like, you know, high drama, campy fun, but also like, even if you're having a campy fun life, you know, bad things can happen and tragedies can happen that are just like senseless and out of the blue.
Yeah.
And that's what this kind of touches on. And the characters are all amazing. There's such great representation of people that are differently abled. There's a main character who's in a wheelchair, and there's a main character who has cystic fibrosis, I believe. Oh no, cerebral palsy, sorry. Yeah, they are treated as full, whole characters that aren't defined by their disabilities, which is really, really beautiful to see, because oftentimes shows like this barely even touch on people that are differently abled, and then the show, you know, welcomes them with loving arms. And such good gender representation. There's a trans woman, there's a non-binary person, and they're having a baby together. It's just beautiful. And like age discrepancies, it also touches on being a young queer kid who is being sexually promiscuous before turning 18. So like that whole mess within the gay community of people sleeping with people that are underage. And it's just
It sounds like it's done very deftly. Like there's no, you know, it's done with nuance and not like a sledgehammer necessarily.
There's a bit of sledgehammer. There is a bit of lazy writing towards the end of the season where it's some of the characters need to have realization. So it kind of just like fast forwards through the character development, being like, oh, well, they've figured it out now. Like one really good speech and they've stopped being selfish. And it's like, okay, maybe. Also, Kim Cattrall's in it.
Oh, well, we do love her.
Yeah, and she is chewing scenery and she's amazing. One of the most amazing things is, let me just get the actress's name up because this is important. Jesse James Kettle plays Ruthie, who is the trans woman in the show. And she is just the best part of the show to me. They do a flashback episode where she is playing herself, well, it's playing Ruthie pre-transition. And instead of using her dead name, they bleep it out.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
It's just something I've never seen in a show before, and I was like, wow, that is like poignant. Like, yeah. This is like, ugh. And it's just, it's got this beautiful, you know, modern queerness to it, where instead of it's just like, I'm a gay man, so I have sex with a gay man, it's, we're all on this spectrum and we can all, you know, be attracted to other people in different ways, and doesn't require just two men to be the face of being queer anymore, which is so great.
Because that's awesome.
To think like 20 years ago, that was like we were at with TV. Now it's like, oh no, there are these beautiful intersecting lives that don't require genitals and stuff anymore.
Doesn't need a box.
Yeah, it's great. And the character, like, this is a pulpy, fun show that I think any person in the queer community will love. It's very graphic in terms of the sex. Like, it's very graphic.
Okay,
like,
so R18.
Yeah, fully R18. Don't watch it with your parents. Don't watch it with anyone, honestly. I was watching it in the lounge at one point, and the sound, and I was like, I've got to turn this off and go to my room because people are going to think I'm doing something different than what I'm doing. I'm reviewing a show for BFM. But yeah, no, I thought it was great. There are faults with the writing, as you know, there are with every show. This isn't like a perfect show by any means, but I do think just representation and the like diversity and the huge amount of stories they try and tackle, I think a lot of queer people are going to really enjoy seeing.
I think that's awesome because it sounds like it's similar to the original Queer as Folk in the sense that that wasn't trying to be the most hard-hitting thing that had ever been on TV. It was still trying to be like an entertainment show.
Yeah, it was trying to chase like a Will and Grace kind of vibe.
Yeah, and it was very effective at that. And that's, you know, it's an interesting show because it's aged when you watch that now. It has aged, but it still is, you know, very significant in the canon and also just in television in general because it was the first time a lot of things had been shown on British television.
And one of the things I want more, why we want more representation is so you can have characters that are gay that are also bad, because there's enough gay characters that they don't need to be the pillar of every identity.
Yes.
Like, no person's a monolith. So having this huge diverse cast and being able to do this, like the two characters who are differently abled, one of them is really, really mean to people.
Mm.
Like, you're allowed to have, and they don't like each other. And it's like, just because, and there's like a line in the show where someone's like, oh, you guys should be best friends. It's like, what?
Why?
What do you mean? Why? What are you talking about? And it's just like that kind of like the ability for characters to be nuanced. They can have struggles and also just be selfish and like be whiny.
Fantastic. So this is the new Queer as Folk. Where is it streaming?
TVNZ On Demand.
Fabulous. Thank you.
Don't binge it. It's a lot to watch in one sitting.
Okay. Take your time. Watch something else in between.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Thank you, Sam.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.